time now. Only retreat or surrender or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. Over 4 years and going strong, with over 200,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents, I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Greetings, everyone. Hope you're doing well. I'm about to head out to watch a friend participate in a jiu-jitsu tournament. Actually, it's my co-host on the Feminine Warrior Project podcast, if you will, and that is Almeen. And this is her first jiu-jitsu tournament, so I'm about to head out there. And before I did, I wanted to jump on and do a podcast, kind of a continuation from last week. Last week, we talked about non-linear thinking, and effectively that is thinking in multiple directions at the same time. It can also be thought of as creative thinking. But today, I'm going to talk a little bit more about creative thinking specifically. I've had some clients come to me and they have some great business ideas and they say, geez, I just can't come up with any good ideas and I can't do this. And basically what has happened is, not that it's writer's block or idea block, but we are met by, again, the words we use don't describe, they create. So when we say, I can't come up with any new ideas, we're actually creating a self-block in that. So the creative thinking process is just wonderful, wonderful. I mean, when you tap into your superconscious and just start being flooded with creative ideas, it will overwhelm you. It seriously will, on how many ideas that you can come up with for business, for relationships, you know, for anything. And it's just a fantastic way to do that. And there's some tips to start that, right? So is, you know, presuming that you do have ideas, and then I'll finish up on how to create more ideas, but presuming that you do have ideas, or if you want to improve your creative abilities, some of the things you can do is keep track of your ideas at all times. So as you have ideas, write them down and review them and take a look at them. Most of the time, because when we get them out of our head and put them onto paper, it leaves room for other ideas to come in. And another way is just ask yourself new questions every day. Well, how can I make this better? How can I do this differently? How can I improve on this? And just start asking these questions around your everyday environment. You may not act on it. You may not have that million-dollar idea. But the fact is, the more that we can tap into that creative side of ourselves, the more we'll be able to access it. If you're in a specific field, keep apprised of the latest things in that field, whether it's training, coaching, sales, development of some point, R&D, programming, whatever it might be. Keep apprised of what's going on there and seeing where the trends are, and then ask yourself, how can you take advantage of that? Engage in creative hobbies. So, you know, I belong to a mastermind coaching group here in Bend, and one of the mastermind individuals has a intuitive painting class. And, oh, it is just wonderful. It is just fantastic. You go there and you just start to paint from what are you feeling. And that would be a creative hobby. So if you don't have – I mean, painting is wonderful. There's a couple of great places out there that do meetups around painting, whether it's painting with cocktails or intuitive painting. But those are some of the things that you can look into, right, is for a creative hobby. And learn yourself – deeper, right? So when you can understand yourself at a deeper level, you'll be able to tap into that creative energy. And that basically means you have to be contemplative at times, contemplative about yourself. And contemplation is different than meditation. Meditation, depending on what the meditation is either to still the mind or to focus on the breath or to tap into your unconscious. Contemplation, and I describe this more in my book, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. Contemplation is taking one idea and going deep, 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 deep into it. And so there are ideas that, you know, the one that thoughts are real forces is the one I use in the book. And you go and you would contemplate that on, wow, a thought is a real force. What does a force do? A force moves things. How does my thoughts move things? Do my thoughts move me? Do my thoughts move people? That's just a side example. But if you can get to know and understand yourself better, you know, asking, who am I? What do I really like? What type of life do I really want to live? And when you start to ask yourself these questions and contemplate on them, you actually will be able to tap more into your creative abilities. So one of the best ways that if you're stuck and you're not getting that creative juices flowing, if you will, one of the best things that worked for me, and you know, it may work for you, it may not, but what I did was before I would go to sleep, I would tell my unconscious mind that I want creative ideas when I wake up about a subject. So I want creative ideas about podcast. I want creative ideas about blog post. I want creative ideas about videos. I want creative ideas about how to work out more efficiently. So I would just repeat this over and over and over and over. And the next day I would wake up and I would be flooded with these ideas. And there would be so many that I would have to get these post-it notes and post these ideas and put them all around my office. And yes, I didn't act on every single one of them, but just the simple fact that I gave the command to my unconscious mind and let it go to work while I was sleeping. And then it percolated up, if you will, this information to my conscious mind. It was amazing. And I did this with a client, and this client is blown away as to how many ideas are coming every single day. So the creative thinking is really tapping into your juices, right? To really tap in and come up with some creative solutions or some creative ideas. It doesn't have to be a solution to a problem, but just be a creative ideas on how to improve your life, how to improve parts of your life, whether it could be the physical, the mental, the emotional, or spiritual. But it's this creative part that is so fulfilling. Yes, we need to have that logical. So we need to be able to go from point A to point B to point C. We need to use that warrior energy, right? The warrior energy is that taking that action. It's getting things done, getting things accomplished. The creative energy is that feminine energy. And so if we're always in this warrior energy, we may not have access to all the creative resources to us. And if we are always in the creative energy, we may not get anything done because we don't have the warrior energy. You could look at it as the logical side, the creative side, the right brain, the left brain. I like to look at it as far as energy is concerned. So the warrior energy, right, is this getting things done. So when you have an idea, when you're tapped into that feminine energy, which is the creative energy, and you get ideas, you find one of them, you determine which one really, really is going to inspire you and which one you will be 100% committed to seeing accomplished. Then you switch to the warrior energy. And that warrior energy is start taking action, get things done, start making a plan, making an outline, getting your strategy, your tactics in place and starting to get that accomplished. When you get that accomplished, you go back to your feminine side, the creative side, create what you want, and then switch back to the warrior side. And this is when people are more in the logical side, and I don't want to generalize, but statistics, I understand, you know, apply more to groups than individuals. So if this doesn't fit you, it doesn't fit you. But those that are more logical, the accountants, the engineers, sometimes have challenge with the creative side because their thinking is so linear. And it's not a good thing or a bad thing. It's just that's why they're good at their careers. On the other side, you have the artists that are very creative, but it may take them forever to get anything done because there's so much in that creative side that they're so spontaneous that they don't have a plan on getting things done. And so part of the, you know, this podcast is for those that are more logical or more linear, take time to become creative. And for those that already are very well tapped into the creative energy, perhaps taking some time to narrow down the focus and determining exactly what you're going to get accomplished and when would be the purpose of this podcast for you. But in either case, the creative energy is the basis for a wonderful life. When you are constantly creating, when you're, because I mean, look at what do we do most of the time? We wake up at the same time, we go to the gym at the same time, we see the same people, we come home, do the same thing. We really, really, really aren't that creative, generally speaking. And yet we want a different life. We want a life that is full of adventure. We want a life that is exciting, that is compelling, that charges us, that enthuses us to move forward. But yet we're not tapping into the resources available to create that. We're just in this habit, this habit of doing the same thing every single day, every single weekend. Maybe we'll allow ourselves 3 hours on a Saturday or Sunday to do something spontaneous. But generally speaking, we don't intentionally set out to tap into our creative side to manifest excitement, to manifest something different in our life. And I would ask you for this next week then is look at a part of your life, whether it's relationship, whether it's finance, whether it's physical, and go, how can I juice this area up? How can I be creative with it? And with the relationship, that, you know, I'll leave that to another subject, you know, with your relationship, with how you can spice that up. But basically that's what it's called, right? Spicing up that relationship. But any part of your life, look at it and go and start asking yourself, how can I add more fun? How can I add more enthusiasm? How can I add more variety? How can I add more excitement? And just keep asking that, keep asking that, keep asking that. That would be the mantra that you'd want to go to sleep to. And then when you wake up, just start writing down the stuff. Absolutely accept everything that comes to mind, write it down. You don't have to act on it yet. And then determine which ones you want to act on. And that area of your life will then start to blossom, because once you start to put creative energy into that area of your life, you're going to get more and more and more. Then the gates have opened, if you will, and you're going to be flooded with great ideas. And that area of your life will be just abundantly fun with variety. And then you apply it to another area, to another area, to another area. So request for you for this week is to take a look at your life, an area of your life that is pretty mundane, that is pretty boring. And then just without even starting to consciously think of how you want to create variety in it, start going to sleep and say, I want to create variety in this area of my life. How can I create variety? How can I create variety in my relationships? How can I create variety in my relationship? How can I create? And just repeat that over and over and over again. Wake up and notice the thoughts that come to your mind. Write those down and then start to act on them. And if that involves relationships, you may want to let your partner know that that's what you're doing, because you may come home and start to do something out of the normal and just going to throw your partner off and that it may be receptive, it may not be receptive. So if it's involving relationship, you may want to share this with your partner. If it's involving other areas of your life that's just yourself, then obviously you don't need to share that with anybody if you don't want to. But again, you know, this creative part, I go into a little bit more in Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior, my book. I'm actually coming out with a version 4 of that. It'll be available on PDF, Mobi, and e-publishing, so you're going to be able to get 3 copies of it, and I have a good bonus I'm throwing in with it as well. Well, if you like this podcast, if you like the others, if you didn't like the podcast, if you want me to discuss different topics, please provide your feedback at www.warriormindcoach.com /blog. Look for the Contact Me tab and send me a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Might podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.